place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. I know you'll miss the city. I know you'll miss your friends. But we'll be back in the springtime, and true friendship never ends. True friendship never ends. They say time heals. They say time takes the pain away. I hope that time passes me by. Bye.
The things that we say, they can lighten a day, but sometimes our words, they can hurt. We carry them round like a weight in our hearts, bury them deep down inside.
darkness, from the howling wolves at night. Save me from the devil's charms, teach me wrong from right. Guide me home, sound and safely tonight. Guide me home, sound and safely tonight. Save my mother and my father, sisters and brothers too. Give us a star that we can see, we'll all follow you. Guide me home, sound and safely tonight. Guide me home, sound and safely tonight. Come and guide me well. Come and guide me through this place, to heaven or to hell. Guide me home, sound and safely tonight. Guide me home, sound and safely tonight.
Good morning, welcome to Fringe Radio on Beagle. This is Matt. Apologies, I'm a little late this morning. Work got in the way. Hope you're well. What a massive weekend for Fringe. I'm absolutely shattered. We'll run through all of the things I got to see over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday was a 12-hour day at Fringe. Sunday yesterday here at 116 was a massive music day. And hopefully we'll be talking to some of the crew from Company of Giants and the collaboration with Soju Shots that starts here today, 116, with The Living Forest, Poetry by Monsters. I think two shows today and three shows tomorrow. They're selling really well. It's a beautiful piece, which I've seen a few times. We're going to start this morning with an interview that Damo did yesterday from three of the members of Mutes from Mars, who played here yesterday afternoon at 116. Just an amazing, good rock show from a pretty amazing band of neurodiverse individuals. Was really just quite a joyful occasion. I was sitting at the back of the audience getting a wee bit lumped in the throat, wee bit choked up, seeing how much the music was meaning to the crew playing on stage. So it was a really amazing day. So we'll take this interview now. It's about 10 minutes, and then we'll come back and start to trawl through all the incredible things that happened over the weekend.
I'm Damien, and I'm here in the studio with Matt, and we're running Fringe Radio from 9 till 12 every day. We've got some very special guests in the studio this morning, this afternoon, I should say. I've just played a gig, so they're all hot and sweaty and amped after a really great gig at 116. We've got the Mutes from Mars. Is it just Mutes from Mars or the Mutes from Mars?
Oh, the Mutes from Mars.
Right. Okay, so we've got Jonathan and Lisa and Gabriel. So, Jonathan, what do you play?
Harmonica.
Harmonica, yeah. Right, cool. And I also saw you on the vocals. Cool, okay. All right, how about you, Lisa? What do you play?
So I'm now playing on the bass guitar and keyboard.
And vocals.
Yeah,
of course.
I saw you do vocals for a song. What was that?
I can't remember.
Was it Waiting for the Man?
Yes, it was actually, right. Waiting for the Man.
Right, and Gabriel, how about you? What do you play?
Vocals, I play the piano, well, keyboard, and I play the bass.
And you also wrote one of the songs, right? The one that we all got up and danced to?
Yes, yes I did. It was Rock and Rollers. Yeah, it's a good one.
Cool. So you play a mix of originals and covers? Yep. And how long have you guys been playing together?
I started for Diddy and took up the music, but I got for a t-shirt.
Cool. Awesome. Have you all been in the band since the beginning, Lisa?
Yeah, so we started in 2010, so 11 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. Yes. And you haven't had any like band member changes or anything like that?
We've had a few changes in the band, so we've had to restructure quite a bit. So.
Have you had any like rock and roll arguments?
sort of, yeah.
Like Do you? Who decides what you play? Do you all just sort of have a go and talk about what you want to sing?
Yes, that's generally the idea. Sam, who's our band leader, he's the final word. So we do what he does.
You do what he says. Cool. And I understand from Sam's partner Emily that you guys play a regular gig down in Auckland.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereabouts is that?
Greyland RSC. Yeah. Yep. That's normally a regular for us.
Is that like once a week or?
Normally once a month, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of been a bit difficult because of the current situation with the COVID and all that. But it's usually once a month. Yeah.
Cool. So what kind of music are you guys into? Let me ask you in turn. Like what kind of like who's your favorite artist? I know that's putting you on the spot, but like who are you listening to at the moment? You know.
You work it out before, but the same thing will help people ever for to do the miracle for the artist for to do the miracle what other people is say.
Right, okay, got it. And what about you, Lisa?
I kind of like Eric Clapton.
Okay, right, Eric Clapton. I wasn't expecting that, but you know.
You know, it was last minute.
Last minute decision. Fair enough, and I did put you on the spot. How about you, Gabriel?
I'm a Tool person.
Oh, Tool. Tool fans are a certain breed, aren't they?
Definitely a certain breed. We're unique.
What is it about Tool that you like?
I love the complex music types and the different rhythms.
Right. What about these guys? I've realised I'm wearing my Unknown Mortal Orchestra t-shirt. Are you a fan of Unknown Mortal Orchestra? They're like New Zealand's most famous band that no one knows as a New Zealand band. You know what I mean? What's on your T-shirt, Jonathan?
I'm a new mate. It made me from a new Mars.
That's the Mutes from Mars T-shirt?
Yep. But you're for beginning of helping off for the May one.
Right.
But a mate, an odd.
Right. Who drew that?
But got that for sure. Joker made it for the new one, by the new one.
It's quite a cool image, isn't it? It's like a big, sort of scary-looking monster with a zip for a mouth.
So there was this artist in Auckland, and Stuart caught eye and thought, this is really fucking epic. Could we borrow it? And so this lady said yes, so he said cool and put them on a t-shirt.
So you've all got a t-shirt like that?
Yes. Mine's a bit. My one's in Auckland as well. It's a bit roughed up though, so I didn't wear it today.
Okay. So Mutes from Mars is quite an interesting name. Who chose the name?
The band actually was going before 2 years before I joined. So I believe it was a combination of Stuart and Miranda.
Yep. They threw names around. First we became Noise Control, and then... I know. Okay, so...
Right, so, because it's funny because a mute is someone who doesn't talk, isn't it? Yeah. So it's a silent person.
The mute actually came from Stuart, who actually thought that was funny.
And the From Mars bit, I mean, it's like, you know, aliens.
I think it's a David Bowie reference there. Yeah.
Who is there a David Bowie fan in the mix then?
Miranda is definitely one to be a fan of David Bowie.
But, and you did play a David Bowie cover, didn't you? Which one? Do you know which one you played, Jonathan? Right, okay. I think I heard Ziggy Stardust when I came in. I'm a big David Bowie fan, so that got me going.
Rebel to me. Yeah. Rebel. Genie as well. Yeah.
Not Ziggy Stardust. One of the songs that I've written, I wrote for Miranda, I give reference to Ziggy Stardust in that one.
Nice. So do you write a lot of songs, Gabriel?
Yes. Well, I studied music, so I had to write a lot of music. So, yeah.
Where did you study music?
I studied music at Unitech up in Auckland.
And so that was songwriting was part of that course?
Yes, it was definitely a big part of the course, and we did a concert at the end of the semester.
Sweet. So could you write a Tool song if you had to?
Wow. Maybe.
It's a very complex, aren't they?
Very complex.
They're kind of, yeah, like someone described them as like mathematical or something. Was that maybe that was Matt? Yeah.
They're very mathematical and based on... it was a perfect symmetry.
Right. Cool. So have you guys ever played in Whangarei before?
I believe we have. Yes, we have. Going back a fair few years now, we ended up playing at the...
There was
a bar in Whangarei that we played at.
Right, and Sam lives up here now, doesn't he? So yeah, I guess this makes sense. So what are you guys all doing next? You're going back to Auckland?
Yep, I will go to Auckland for by the help me before the new Friday if you make my birthday.
Right. Oh, cool. Okay.
So the band's gonna go to one of the museums. What's it called?
In Whangarei.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's quite hard to say. Hey? Yeah, that's quite a cool building. It's opened this year. It's really. He was a very interesting man. You've got to be prepared for seeing him without his clothes on. He liked to walk around without his clothes on, but that's what everyone was doing in the 60s, I think.
Free man, eh?
He was free. Oh, and look, there's one of your fans at the window trying to get in. All right, well, it's been great to meet you all. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Gabriel, for coming in. Have a safe trip back to Auckland, and we hope to see you at the next Fringe Festival.
Thank you.
Too long, I'm needing a cut. Take out a cell off, blues. feeling alright. I booked myself a holiday cruise. I check out the ladies, get into my Mercedes. I got the old retail blues. Got the old retail blues. Got the old retail blues. I check out the ladies, get into my Mercedes.
I got the old retail blues.
Ticket. I want to spin my money. I think I'll hit the shops again tonight.
Mutes from Mars, track of theirs called Retail Blues, which you can see on their sites, on their website, www.mutes.co.nz. So that was a really good taste of the tunes that they played here on Sunday morning. It was Sunday early afternoon. Just a really belting set, good hard rock, lots of Led Zepp, David Bowie. It was a lot of fun. Okay, welcome to Fringe Radio. This is Beagle. So I'm going to run through some of the amazing things that I did on Saturday, just because I'm still buzzing from it. And it was just everywhere I went, people were so excited and so happy. So we started off 11 a.m. at the library, seeing Jerry and Dusty. They're a, I guess, kind of like a kid folk, if that's such a thing, kid folk duo. Jerry's from Kerikeri. He runs Turner Centre. He's an amazing musician. Used to run Cuba Dupa Festival in Wellington. And Dusty is his sidekick. They're in a larger band called T-Bone. Similar sort of genre, kind of banjo, mandolin, all kind of strings. Great witty lyrics. And Jerry... and his guys, and this guy's is a kind of a kid folk entertainer, has just got an amazing rapport with all the kids, and it was a blast. And thrown in between some songs for the adults about Wild Woman and Whiskey and Beer, so it was a really cool morning. And then we rolled straight out of that into Mermaid Bait and the Elevator Tour, which really was the epitome of a fringe event. Started off in the main elevator at the library, going up and down. The band were in and out of the elevator with a big crowd around it. If you go onto Mermaid Bait's Facebook page, I'm sure you'll see some amazing photos. And they debuted their new track, Elevator Rider, which if you'd listened last week, you would have heard Mike and Glenn sing or perform live in the studio. And I don't know how many times that track got played, or that song got played during the day. I imagine the crew might be tired of that song by the end of the day. And then we moved on from there to the Quest Hotel, into the lift there, which was scary, to say the least. It had little drops and bumps and hops, and you had no control about which floor you were going to. Anyhow, they pulled it off with aplomb. Apparently bumped into the USA women's rugby team, who got a lovely surprise. And then we moved on to Farmers, where one of the tracks was interrupted by a very bemused man coming out of the lift pushing his little baby in a pushchair, and we owned the corner there. Unfortunately, it was the crockery and glassware corner, and a little bit of damage did take place. Nothing too bad. And then a quick up and down on the escalators, going round, and then outside into Laurie Hall car park and down the road to Vent Cinema, where we fortunately didn't take the smellier lift, but took the internal lift and owned the space there for a good 20-25 minutes. The percussion was augmented by a pretty amazing contribution from the audience. We all had shakers and maracas and triangles and giving it all. And then back up onto John Street and up the road to Tiffany's, or the old Tiffany's, which is now Amber Wallace Catering, or Amber's Kitchen, downstairs there. Fantastic long session down there. Great crowd participation again. And then up through Cameron Street Mall into the Strand to the glass elevator, also non-functioning. I should have said that the Amber's kitchen lift was also non-functioning. Really a pretty dire commentary on the state of elevators in Whangarei. We did have a travelling elevator serviceman with us, Bob, but he hadn't brought his tools, so there was no spontaneous fixing of elevators, which is a real shame. So we stayed in the Strand and had a pretty brief set in the Strand, actually. Wasn't a great vibe in the Strand. Nothing to do with the band or the crowd, but the Strand's looking a little tired. And I think somebody commented, it might have been me actually, said it looked like a bad scene from out of the 80s, really. And then finally up to Astro Boy on Bank Street for the finale. Wee little set on the service elevator there, which, despite Glenn's assurance that it would take the whole band, could only fit two on at a squeeze. And I'm not sure that one was functioning either, but you can probably forgive that one. And then a plugged-in set at Astro Boy, which was awesome. Such an amazing way to close out the tour. It was about 4 hours. I've got the T-shirt to prove that I was there. Just the coolest thing, really. Happy people everywhere. Kids loved it. Memo Beta, such an incredible band. Amazing sense of humour, great tunes. And really, the love between them and the audience was palpable. And then after that, what do we have? I think, the Imaginarium. I caught another round of the Imaginarium, and I find that hypnotic. Unfortunately, they'd had a wee incident there. Somebody had kicked in the door of Megan Dickinson's gallery on Friday night, which I'm sure was not related to the Imaginarium, just typical Whangarei Friday evening behaviour, just a few drunks coming out of the bars and deciding they'd kick the crap out of some windows on the way home. So it's kind of just what happens here. Anyhow, they've got a board over the door now, and it's certainly not slowed them down in any way. And look, if you've got some time and you're walking along Rust Ave, just go and watch and see what happens. It's really, I find it hypnotic. And what the guys are doing is incredibly brave and confronting and thought-provoking. I went back again for the second time on Saturday, and there was a scene playing out with Meg and Mike, which was about power and within a relationship, and I guess the abuse of power and the diminishing that can happen to one of the partners if the other partner is controlling and domineering. It was incredibly uncomfortable, and I was standing with people who were genuinely concerned, which is exactly what Meg was talking about when we spoke with her last week. What she wanted to see happen was getting people to think about what they're seeing and how they respond to it and how it makes them feel. And remembering that you're looking at these guys, they're not trained actors. They are they're just really brave people preparing to be vulnerable and share that with us. So it's extraordinary, and it runs every day from 3:33 to be exact in the afternoon until late, it says. So you can see the daily run sheet on the window on Megan Dickinson. You can also go onto the Beagle website and some more rundown on that. And I think the Imaginarium's got a Facebook event page too, where you can see what's happening, and you're encouraged to take a little photo of the QR code and log your feedback, upload photos. So yeah, go and support that. From there, we went down to Crispy Tunes at Roost, which was a crew of Beagle DJs just dropping some really lovely, lazy Saturday afternoon tunes. And Chris from the Badger's Den had his little portable record shop there, which I took a couple of records home with me, which I was really stoked with. And a really, really nice crowd there. Lots and lots of happy people. From there, what do I do? Back here to 116 to see Who Are Your Express, Joel Rise, who I spoke to, I think Tuesday last week. Joel's a local, he's born in Whangarei, born and bred in Whangarei, went to Kaimo High, and then has moved to Wellington, but just a beautiful voice, an amazing guitar player. It's been a while since I've seen Joel, and he has obviously been honing his craft. His voice almost sounds like Jeff Buckley or Tim Buckley. Quite a beautiful voice, and his guitar playing has improved out of sight. And he closed with an incredible Bob Dylan cover, which was extraordinary. So real buzz to see him, and a nice little audience. After Who Express, I managed to catch Laldy, who I'd heard interviewed with Damo, and it was a packed house. I had no idea really what to expect, and just beautiful kind of folk music, really well executed, guitar and fiddle, two amazing vocalists. And as is the way with Whangarei, I was standing there and this guy came up and tapped me on the shoulder, and it's a guy that we camp beside at Mimi Whangarei every year, Ben, and he said, "That's my daughter up there playing." He was super proud. So they were great, loved them. Look, I feel like I've done heaps of talking and I'm still only halfway through my review. So we'll take a track now, and this is one from the Imaginarium playlist, and I will have a coffee, slow down and come back with the rest of my reviews for the weekend. You're on Fringe Radio on Beagle. Hope you're having a good Monday morning.
Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, sweeter than wine, softer than a summer's night. So please, baby, so please, save the last dance.
zombie. Well, what's happening? Night clubbing, we're a nice machine. We see people, brand new people. There's something to see. We're night clubbing, bright white clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild? Night club day, we're walking through town. Night clubbing, we walk like a ghost. We learn dances, brand new dances, like a nuclear bomb. Yeah, night clubbing, bright white clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild?
jumping. Little ripple ripples on the ocean, ripple to the shore. Turn to currents, turn to waves. We may be little, we may be small, but our ripples spread love and turn to gold. Little ripples in the sea. Little ripples.
to Fringe Radio on Beagle. Apologies for that delay. I had to shoot home and pick up an actor and return her to rehearsals for The Living Forest, Poetry by Monsters, which hopefully we will grab some time with a couple of the cast members later in the day, or later in the show. So the rest of Saturday, excuse me, after Lordy, which was here at 116, ripped down to Barney Duncan is Funny for 1 hour at Fringe After Dark. So far in Fringe, that's top of my list, Barney Duncan. It was just a brilliant, just over an hour of surreal comedy, quite theatrical. He's an amazing mover and performer and mimer. I was right in the very front row. And, I was just creasing myself for the whole time. Full house, great audience. Apparently Barney really loved it. He was trying out a bunch of new material, and if the audience is anything to go by, it all landed. A lot of happy people in the house, and it seemed like the whole crowd then moved collectively back to Roost, where caught the end of Cold Fury and the Ray Guns, which was a really nice kind of ska, well, anyhow, the tracks I heard, ska kind of dubby rock. Great vibe there too. Roost, I think, had a cracking day. Just kind of great musical set after great musical set. Prior to that, I think they'd been Cool with a K, which I missed, but everybody I talked to said that was phenomenal visually and sonically. Kind of a wall of sound, and great music. And then that was, I tried to get back to Luna Vela after Barney, but missed that, unfortunately. So everybody I talked to said that was another really lovely set. It was just too much on Saturday. It was, we were utterly spoilt for choice. And that was kind of the end of my night. Rolled out of Roost, well, stepped out of Roost very gently and gracefully, and returned home and kind of regathered myself, had a brief rest, and then back to 116 yesterday for Mutes from Mars, which I played you an interview from them earlier in the show, and one of their tracks. So that was just epic, joyful tunes. And that's, I guess, Sam from Little Ripples. By the way, Little Ripples are playing at the Whangarei Library tomorrow from 11, and they are, that's kids' music, but it's, well, I don't say but, like I'm apologising for it. It's really lovely, lovely tunes. Gentle and beautiful, and that's Sam and Emily, and they'll be at the Whangarei Library from 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's another free gig, so school holidays, get your kids down there. I think it's a half hour set. Anyhow, Sam is the, I suppose you'd call him the musical director of the Mutes from Mars. He plays guitar and kind of just quietly keeps everything humming along. Very understated, very in the background. Mutes were just, it was just joyful music. People really having a blast, and just testament to the power of music. After that, Put Up and Shut Up was here, and I only caught the end of that, basically grabbing everybody as they came out of the hall, just weeping. It was apparently stunning, just beautiful. I talked to Jesse from Otium afterwards, who's one of the judges for the music, and he kind of came out and said that he'd had an epiphany and that it was going to change the way that he wrote music. So everybody I talked to profoundly moved. Two of the members of Put Up and Shut Up, I assume it's not really a band. It's they described it as songs from the upcoming musical. So I think they were trying them out. First time in a public context. So yeah, two of the members, or the performers, are from the Hokianga. So we'll claim them. They count as locals. And you might have caught Damo's interview with them last week. I know he was really moved by the performance and also in talking to them. So hopefully they will come back. And then, what happened then? Oh, down to Alexander Sparrow at Fringe After Dark, which was a 5 o'clock session on a Sunday, which is a tough sell for, I think, for a comedian. But anyhow, there were about 20, 25 of us there. And Pat Goldsack, opened that in character. Damo spoke to both Alexander and Katie, who plays Pat Goldsack. Pat Goldsack is an 87-year-old owner of a swingers club and brothel, and she was suitably foul, but incredibly funny. And then she kind of laid the scene for Alexander Sparrow, who came on, and it said 50 minutes slay and walk away. It was more like 35 minutes. More like a 35 minute slay and walk away, but he was very funny, great audience interaction, and he had an audience that more than met him. I think we had one member of the front row, Fran, who pretty much destroyed Alexander and questioned his age, and he was devastated. Back up quickly to 116 for 6 p.m. set of Honey and Wildfire, who are local performers, just beautiful harmonising, a mix of original and covers, huge crowd, total sellout. They did about a 45-minute set, which was, just gorgeous. And then King Tide came on, and that was Summer and Luke, who I think Damo had also interviewed. Summer, ex-Girls High and NYT, I think, and then they went on to Toy. And then Luke, also from Whangarei, also NYT, another Toy graduate. Both just stunning performers. They've obviously got a really lovely connection. They are almost entirely original music, a couple of covers. And I saw them 2 years ago, I think, at the last Fringe, and their arc has been quite extraordinary. They are really polished, amazing performers, beautiful, beautiful songs. And you just can't help feeling a sense of pride at the talent that we've got here. So that was me. I didn't manage to get back down to Pat Goldsack for her final set. We all kind of stayed on and took in the end of King Tide. Nobody wanted to leave that. So just a huge weekend, and it felt like Fringe just exploded, really. It's going so well, and there is so much happening, and there's another week of it, which is really exciting. So this morning we had Mr. Yippity down at the Whangarei Library. I'm hoping to interview a couple of people who went to that, Fern and Bruno and Lyra, get their take on how Mr. Yippity went down. There is a Fringe for Kids holiday workshop that's underway now. In fact, that's probably coming to a close. I think that started at 10. But just in case, that is at the Quarry Arts Centre. Oh, that's going, it looks like that's going until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So recommended age, 8 to 14, Canberra-based guest facilitator Lumiel Riccardi. And it says, we're all super beings in different ways. Some are super listeners, super sharers, or super energetic. This workshop is a chance to discover your super form through paints and clay with any features you can imagine while we talk about what makes us who we are. That sounds pretty epic. Tactile. And that is running, Quarry Arts Centre. Started at 10 a.m. It goes through until 3. Pretty amazing thing to put your tamariki in for the school holidays. Then later today, the Living Forest here at 116, that's Company of Giants and Soju Shots. It's just a beautiful, I don't know how to describe it in a way that does justice to it. It's ethereal, light, music, sound, sonic piece that is a response to Evan Heisman Soju Shots' amazing artwork. And so you'll see giant moa, mammoth, sloths, birds, lambs, everything you can name. It's really quite stunning, and I totally recommend it. That starts 5 p.m. at 116. That first show's filling up, but there is a second show at 7 p.m. Also here, and then there are three shows tomorrow if none of those work, and the shows tomorrow 1 p.m, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. 5:30 p.m. Alive and Dangerous Art, which is a workshop for actors, comedians, presenters and entertainers. Learn universal performance principles and to capture enigmatic ease and watchability. Drawing from a decade of improvisation and fringe theatre practice, George Fenn imparts wisdom earned from years of triumphant failure. Participants will leave with tools to confidently approach any performance through accepting and celebrating risk. That's at Just Thrive from 5:30 p.m. 2.5 hour workshop. It's R18. And I caught George performing his Router Sidewalker. I don't know what you call it, performance art. I was describing it to someone. I said it was pretty trippy, and they said, "What do you mean by trippy?" And I said, "Well, George is taking you on a tour of places and spaces in Whangarei that you know yourself very well from having lived here for so long. But George has just arrived in Whangarei and is putting his own spin on each place. So he's very quick. It's very funny. He's a total character. And if his Router Sidewalk gig is anything to go by, then I'd recommend getting down to Alive and Dangerous, which is starts from 5:30 tonight at the Just Thrive Studio. 6 p.m. Loving Boundaries, a rainbow workshop that is on at the Northland Youth Theatre space. So that's done by the Hihioa Cultural Centre in the old Affair Catering Building. That starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Tickets are $20 and free for members of the Rainbow community. It's a 2.5 hour performance, I guess it is, but a workshop, and it's described as loving boundaries can be a challenge for Rainbow people. Whangarei Proud, in collaboration with psychodramatist Sarah Crane, offer the dramatic methods of psychodrama to role play and explore personal requests for loving boundaries and offering and receiving responses by both Rainbow people and allies in a safe and unconditionally supportive environment. So Northern Youth Theatre, Lower Dent Street, 6 p.m. tonight. Tickets $20 and free for members of the Rainbow community. And then the final thing on tonight for Fringe Monday, 10th of October, is the second performance for the Day of the Living Forest, 7 p.m. 116. So if you are interested in seeing what's coming up in Fringe, either get yourself a book, one of the Fringe guides or programs. You can come into 116, you can get them from the library. They're dotted around town at Roost and places like Astro Boy. Check out the program. You can also go online to whangareifringe.co.nz. Go to the What's On page. You can search by an event name, you can search by genre or day or date, and you'll see a bunch of tiles for what's on that day. Click on a tile, go to Event Finder if it's a ticketed event, and you can book there. Or alternatively, so many of the Fringe events are free or koha, so you can just rock up. All right, I'm exhausted. We're going to go back to the playlist for a little bit now, and we will be coming up, I hope, with some interviews from the cast of The Living Forest, and then hopefully a review of Mr. Yippity this morning. You're on Fringe Radio on Beagle Radio.
Pick up. you will see me. I am you, dressed as a monkey. And when I'm coming through the gates, you will find me. I am hidden in the Trojan donkey. And when I'm coming through the gates, you will find me. I am hidden in the Trojan donkey. Neurotransmitter, neurotransmitter, look at sweet, taste bitter. 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 Ooh, ooh, I wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh, yo quiero ser como tú. Ooh, ooh, I wanna be like you. Quiero ser como tú. Hello, primate president. I am bringing the ooh to Occident. If you is a robot in a rowboat, well look at me, I'm a talking fur coat. Oh, thank you, a seat in the front row. Now, a monkey complex tail needs to grow. Botox straight through new monkey shape. Now I got to keep my ape in tape. Neurotransmitter, neurotransmitter.
Like you.
Psychic TV, just like Arcadia. That was for you, Dame, eh? Welcome to Fringe Radio. If you've only just tuned in, you're also on Beagle Radio. Fringe Radio runs every day of Fringe, or Whangarei Fringe Festival 2022 from 9 a.m. till noon. That includes Saturdays and Sunday. And we talk to interview performers. We do reviews. We just create hype, really. We're hype merchants. There's so much going on. I'll run through what's happening tomorrow, Tuesday, 11th of October. From 9 a.m., there is a four-day workshop, Northland Film Workshop. Script to Screen presents this workshop aimed at ages 14 to 22. The workshop helps young participants to develop skills in crafting a story idea, writing a script, and acting. The workshop fosters writing talent and encourages aspiring filmmakers. No experience or prior knowledge of filmmaking is necessary. My daughter's done that, and I cannot tell you what a cool thing it is. It's totally free. If you're going to do something like that in Auckland, you'd be paying shed loads. So, and they're amazing tutors or facilitators of that. They're different tutors each day. They're teaching you about film technique, being on screen, writing, directing, devising. It's an amazing thing to do. It's 4 days, starting tomorrow. Apologies again. I think you would think I would learn. Teaching kids, you know, I guess with a bent towards acting and possibly doing screen work, teaching them what's involved and how to get in and just get a foot in the door. So if you're interested, then email or go onto the Script to Screen website. So it's script, one word, -2-screen.co.nz. I'll spell it out for you. script-to-screen.co.nz. And that runs in the Northern Youth Theatre space down at Hihioa Peninsula beside the Cultural Centre and the old La Fair or Affair, whatever it used to be called, building. So that's amazing, especially if you've got your crew, your teenage crew, sitting around at home wondering what they should be doing these holidays. And then 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Whangarei Library, a half-hour set from Little Ripples, totally free. They're amazing performers and recommend that absolutely. 1 p.m. tomorrow at 116, The Living Forest, that's Company of Giants collab with Soju Shots. That runs for just over an hour. It's utterly beautiful. I'm biased, of course, but it's a stunning thing to do, and there are three shows tomorrow, 1 a.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., and I'll give you their blurb, turning to page 36 of the amazing Fringe Festival guide. Welcome to the living forest, where the trees breathe and the pond speaks, a crow sings, the bear snores, a frog croaks, and a firefly leads the way. But listen, something is happening, something comes. You might be able to hear them in the background rehearsing now, actually. Grab a blanket, make a friend, light the lights, find the crown, face the end. Join a mad, wild, lonely, happy, sad bunch of clown monsters on a quest to save the forest and the sky. They'll need your help. A theatrical experience with Company of Giants and Soju Shots. So once again, tomorrow, 1 p.m., 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. and today, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's totally kid-friendly, any age. And also adult friendly. It's Company of Giants. They describe their work as being from 1 to 100 in terms of audience age. So come to that. Tickets $20 and $15 concession. You can book online at www.whangareifringe.co.nz. And then after that, we have this is tomorrow, Tuesday. What date are we up to now? 11th of October. The Imaginarium again is running all day from 3:33 p.m. until late. That's Megan Dickinson Gallery on Rust Ave. At 3 p.m. also the Coming Out Picnic. That is by Whangarei Proud, I think. And that is, yep, International Coming Out. Oh, October 11th is International Coming Out Day. Come out for a picnic at Putahi Park to celebrate the LGBTQIA plus community with activities, music and more. Bring your own kai. Come dressed in one of the colours of the rainbow for a photo shoot at 3 p.m. before the picnic kicks off. for dinner at between 4 and 7 p.m. So Putahi Park is the new fountain park at the end of the Canopy Bridge. Amazing space down there. Hopefully the weather's going to behave, and you can see more details at whangareproud.org.nz. And then following that, two more performances of The Living Forest from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday is another huge day at Fringe. Northern Youth Theatre kick off their first performances of The Happy Prince. They are doing two that day. That's at the Octagon. I talked to three of the crew from that on last Tuesday, I think. Northern Youth Theatre, and this time round, it's unusual for NYT to remount a show, but this time round they're doing it as a profit share, so not only are the crew getting another chance to perform, but they are also learning about the back office side of putting on a piece of theatre, promo and paying people and booking venues and making sure you've got the right tech, and hopefully at the end of it there's some profit for them to share. So 11 a.m, 2 p.m. on Wednesday. 6:30 p.m. is the final performance of Like Sex by Nathan Joe. That will be here at 116. Still tickets available for that, so get out and see that. Some more incredible talent that we're producing up here. I can't recommend that highly enough. That's definitely in my top three, probably second equal with behind Barney Duncan. Sorry, guys, but Barney Duncan got me in all the right places. And also a beautiful piece by Company of the Giants alumni Thomas and Fisher Johnson, The Tiny Show, which was a world premiere at the Octagon on Friday. Just a beautiful piece of work. Huge week. The final week of Fringe, culminating in the prize giving here on Monday, where we find out who got best in Fringe and who cleaned up on all the awards. Get out and support. If we don't go and see these things, they do not come back. So, yeah, please get into Fringe. And once again, you can go onto the whangarefringe.co.nz, go to the What's On page, and book your tickets. Tickets, plural. Okay, we are going to take a track now from Neutral Milk Hotel. This is In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the eye.
somebody when you come to die.
That was Sparkle Horse and Shade and Honey. Welcome to Fringe Radio. I'm Matt on Beagle Radio, and we are at the start of week two of the Whangarei Fringe Festival. I'm just looking through the Whangarei Fringe Insta stories. Thank you to all the people who are tagging at Whangarei Fringe. There are some... you should go on, if you've got Insta, go and hit it. There are some amazing stories being added to the list. Some of these are ridiculous. There's one from Barney Duncan, who performed a sold-out set on Saturday night at Fringe After Dark, and he's saying, Whangarei Fringe is the best Fringe festival out there, okay? It's a bold call, but I am calling it. And it was such an amazing weekend around town, and also the extra buzz of the Women's World Cup happening. I was talking to someone last night who was at Fringe After Dark at 5 o'clock for the Alexander Sparrow show, and he had just left a corporate box at the footy in the middle of a good game because he had to get to Fringe and see what was on. So people are just fizzing all over the place. It's really great. You'd go on to Insta and check it out. Also to Facebook, there's some amazing stories being added to the Whangarei Fringe page there too. Excuse me. Okay, it is, what is the time? 20 past 11. Okay, we've got another 40 minutes or so. If you're around 116, pop in and give us a quick review. Tell us what you've seen, what's on your list, highlights, and don't be afraid to share your lowlights too. I must admit, I've had a couple, but that's what you expect at Fringe, and when you're paying $15 a ticket, you take the good with the bad, and there is far more good than bad. And Fringe, of course, has a policy of saying yes to everything, so if you apply, you're in. Think about that for 2 years' time. If you've got a piece that you want to do, then, put yourself out there. Be brave, braver than me. I've got a couple of highlights this week. For me, I think Barrier Ninja, I've heard a lot about, 6 p.m. on Thursday. There's also a 12 p.m. showing of that. That is running at 116 here. So Thursday, October 13th at midday, then again that day at 6 p.m, and then a final show on Friday at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $20. A unique verbatim play about Toe Water. Barrier Ninja examines the experiences of health through the perspectives of 9 different people. Their testimonies were recorded and edited into an audio score and are played through headphones to the actor and spoken word for word as part of the performance. The play is part of the Whole Water Māori medical curriculum at the Dunedin School of Medicine and has been seen by more than 400 medical students. Excuse me. Also looking forward to Climate Imaginaries. That's on Thursday night. We interviewed Matt DeBoer. That's also Kim Newell from Uffy World. And that's an audio and visual, kind of a performance art piece. It's trying to get us into a space where we think about what's happening with the climate, which is undeniable, but trying to do it in a way that is positive and constructive. And as Matt talked about in his interview last week, we know change is coming. It's now about preparing for it and dealing with it in the most possible way. And as he reminded me, there's not a lot of point in doom scrolling, as I'm tempted to do, because it just reinforces the negativity. What we need is a positive response to what's coming. Also looking forward to where is it? Oh, the Dice Show returns. I'm not so sure about that. I've seen that once. Don't think I need to see it again. Blackadder, The Golden Age. I'm reviewing that for Theatre Review. That's a massive piece. That's here at 116. I've got a feeling that is either sold out or close to selling out. So they've got a 5:30 show next Saturday, 15th of October. It's 2.5 hours. And then they have, I think, the final show of Fringe, final performance of Fringe. That starts 3:30 Sunday, 16th of October. Here at 116 also. And then the other one that I'm really keen to see is Morgana O'Reilly's Stories About My Body. Morgana's an amazing actor and performer. It's apparently pretty full-on, but also very funny piece. That's here at 116, Friday, 14th of October, and also Saturday, 15th of October, 8:30 p.m. Tickets, $28, $25 concession. It's definitely an R18 show. It's a one-hour show, and it's described as tales of selling my toes in New York City, diary entries from 98, boobs, birth, and trying to like my chins, a new solo work by Morgana O'Reilly. My body is made of 78 organs, 206 bones, and 32 teeth. It's covered in 8.8 kgs of skin and has spawned two whole human bodies. Let me tell you stories about my body. I think there's a... if you Google or go onto the RNZ site, there's a really great interview with Morgana, and I'm not sure if we've booked her in for a Fringe interview, but yeah, that's definitely one to see. So there are still tickets available for that. Morgana O'Reilly, Stories About My Body, Friday 14th, Saturday 15th of October, 8:30 p.m. start at 116. Righto, this is the Weather Station. This is a track called 30.
There was a time you put your hand on the small of my back. I was surprised that you touched me like that. But there in your hand was a current of life I could hardly stand or stay still. And I didn't imagine if I did, I'd made some joke of it. It was strange how I could feel so sane, so plain.
summer is gone. Then it's that bad. So let's take tonight. Then we shall be gone. Lost in the rhythm, cause the rhythm is where I go. Lost in the rhythm, cause the rhythm is sad. I'm gonna meet Rachel at the foot of the world, where the earth will end. She's gone. Children's stories.
bend a claw. The tales of brothers grim and gory have been outlawed. So put your backpack on your shoulder. Be the good little soldier. It's no different when you're older. You're predisposed. That's all.
In the sky. When you're way up high and you look below at the world you left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are. When you're way up high and you're on your own in a world like none that you've ever known, where the sky is lead and the earth is stone, you're free to do whatever pleases you. Exploring things you'd never dare, 'cause you don't care when suddenly there's a big, tall, terrible giant at the door. A big, tall, terrible lady giant sweeping the floor. And she gives you food and she gives you rest, and she draws you close to her giant breast. And you know things now that you never knew before. Not till the sky. Only just when you've made a friend and all, and you know she's big but you don't feel small, someone bigger than her comes along the hall to swallow you for lunch. And your heart is lead and your stomach's stone, and you're really scared being all alone. And it's then that you miss all the things you've known, and the world you left and the limb you own. The fun is done. You steal what you can and run, and you scramble down and you look below, and the world you know begins to grow. The roof, the house, and your mother at the door. The roof, the house, and the world you never thought to explore. And you think of all of the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between. And you're back again, only different than before. After the sky, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary, wonderful giants in the sky.
Steps of this life I left behind. inside the county line. Shaking at the doorsteps of this life I left behind. Standing here, I put myself at the doorsteps of this life I left behind. Crippled by my failures, crippled by my
Welcome back to Fringe Radio on Beagle. Show's nearly finished for the day. Hasn't been a whole lot of interviewing today. My producer's really slipped and not lined too much up for me. So we are going to close out the show with an interview with Matt DeBoer that I did, I think it was, might have been last Monday, about the piece that he is doing at down at Wham called Climate Imaginaries. That's on Thursday, this coming Thursday. It starts at 8:30 p.m. and it's in the little, it's not actually inside Wham, it is in the, as you go in the door you turn right and there's like, it almost looks like an old chapel. It's got a glass roof and glass sides, so it has to start at 8:30 because there are visuals excuse me, being performed by Kim Newell, who's half of Uffy World with Dr. Maggie Buxton, and Matt DeBoer is live mixing I guess tune or sounds that he has recorded live from various instruments that he plays, and he mixes them live, and then Kim responds to those with video. And essentially, as Matt will describe in this interview, it's a response to the climate crisis and what is coming, and how we as individuals are obligated to respond to that, and but trying to do that in a way that's hopeful. Rather than just, I guess, just giving up. So Matt's interview takes about 20-25 minutes, and during it he will play some of the sounds, or he mixed live in studio some of the sounds that he'll be performing on Thursday. Once again, it's another free event. I think it might be Koha, but just another of the amazing things that is happening at Fringe. So that's this Thursday from 8:30 p.m. It's at Wham, but not inside the museum. You'll turn right. I'm sure you'll see it when you get down there. It lasts for about an hour and a half, so goes from 8:30 until around 10, and it's described as an experimental improvised sound and visual projection performance with Matt and Kim exploring themes around the climate crisis, future transitions and transformations. So enjoy the interview, and thank you for listening to Fringe Radio today, Monday, day 9 of the Whangarei Fringe Festival. We're into the final week. So much happening this week. Get out and support. Remember to go online, whangareifringe.co.nz, go to the What's On page, and book your tickets. Pick up one of the Fringe Festival programs. There's still a few round, and get along to Fringe. Thank you. Matt DeBoer. So Matt is a local artist, musician, and also has quite an extraordinary day job. I've just been sitting in the studio chatting to him, which we'll talk more about. So Matt is going to be at Wham, now it's this...
Next Thursday.
Thursday next week. And they, as in Kim, his creative partner, will be doing a show called The Imaginaries.
Climate Imaginaries.
It's a 1.5 hour piece, and it's a one-off. And first up, it's a Koha entry.
Yeah, it's free. But you know, if you want to, supporting
struggling local artists, then bring a gold coin. So Matt, welcome to Beagle. Dive in. Tell me a bit about what you guys are doing.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be here. So it's a new collaboration. Kim and I have never worked together before. So Kim is a local creative technologist, visual projection artist, and I'm a I'm a scientist by my day job and a musician from a long time ago, and we're trying to bring something together that is a live performance that creates a space to reflect on the climate crisis.
I love the way you described it when we were talking off here. You talked about it almost like a guided meditation, it sounded like, where you're putting these, these responses that you guys have to the climate crisis, and so Kim's predominantly video and you are sound, and you're asking people to reflect on, I guess, what the climate crisis means to them, and you described it more as a hopeful process, and we get so much bad news at the moment, every time I'm a bit of a doom scroller, and you're reading the latest terrifying projection for the climate and where we're going, and it seems so important to me that we retain hope in that process, because if we lose hope, we stop seeing the potential for where we can go with this.
Yeah, that's right, Matt, and I think you've nailed it there. So my day job, I'm an analyst for the Climate Change Commission, and I deal with a lot of risk information. So climate impact. What's it going to do to our water, our hydrological cycles, extreme weather, looking at all this stuff, and it's heavy duty gear. Yeah. And we see a lot of that in the media as well. You don't have to be a scientist to realize that things are changing. Things like Pakistan floods or heat waves through Europe. And those things are weigh heavily on a lot of people. At the same time, we know that there's stuff we have to do to get out of this, and it's not just preparing for those extreme events, it's also completely transforming our society. And in total, if you look at that, it can feel completely overwhelming, and there is a strong current of in two directions, it seems. There's climate denialism and obfuscation trying to block action that tends to happen, maintaining the status quo, and that's that's not helpful, because it's holding us back and preventing us to seeing the sort of pathways through. But on the other hand, there's this whole climate doomism a reality that's out there, especially for a lot of young people, where it feels like we're inheriting a doomed earth, a ruined earth, and there's not really much we can do about it.
Mm.
And that is the feeling that I wanted to unpick a little bit in this, and to provide a space where we can actually start seeing a way forward through these transformations that we can see happening, both through the, impacts on the climate, but also how our society is going to change. Start seeing a positive but really brutally honest way that actually we can make it through this. It's going to require some hard work, it's going to be some mahi, there's going to be complete transformations needed, but actually we need to start thinking about how we're going to get through it, so that we can get to the other side, and so that it inspires us to act.
Yep. I think that's the million-dollar question, really, is how do you turn that into something positive, we're saying off here too that I've got four daughters, and that's the thing that wakes me up at 4 in the morning, is what am I leaving this beautiful woman, and I know it's something, I've got one of them who's 16, and it is something that she is actively concerned about, is what does it look like in 10 years, what does this world look like for me, and I've got no answers, but the hardest thing to do is to try and keep it in some way positive, and to say, obviously things are going to change, and quite dramatically, and it seems to be accelerating. But what can we do on a small individual level that contributes in a meaningful way? And we could, if we could afford them, we could all go out and buy electric cars, but those things that we know that we can change, and we're a veggie household, and that was actually driven by my 16-year-old, who at the time was 8, saying, you know, this is what we should be doing. You know, we've studied this at school. We should be stopping eating meat because that's going to make the biggest contribution to the climate in a positive way. And so that's, you know, that's a pretty amazing process. But yeah, it's that constant struggle to keep it positive when we're fed a diet of doom.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's the personal. I think where it gets tricky is that, you know, we can do personal actions, but it's only as a collective that we can get through. And there's real need for, you know, whole systems change. You know, we know that. We know we have to completely rejig the way we use energy, where we get our energy from. You know, that's a pretty major one for us globally. But, you know, as an individual, it could be hard to see how, you know, the actions you take, how they make a difference in the whole.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to do with the show is to, you know, guide us through a process where we undertake a kind of acceptance that things are happening.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's not mince our words. There are serious things happening. And like I said, you know, we need to do the serious mahi to get through. So part of that, it's a bit like, you know, the grief process or something like that, that we need to, you know, the first thing you need to do is accept that something's going on. And, you know, my work, I study systems theory and there's this idea of an adaptive cycle where, you know, an ecosystem, for example, might go through four different phases. You know, it characterizes four phases of, you know, you go through build-up, you go through overshoot where the resources are over-extracted or overused, and then you go through a collapse phase where things change, you know, where the current system no longer works and it transforms to something else. And you go through a reorganization phase where you go back to that dynamic equilibrium at the start. And my insight for the show was that actually that's really similar to what people go through, you know, psychologically. And I wondered, you know, I reflected on this thing that, well, maybe we can go through that process, you know, I could go through that process psychologically through a creative process and sort of reflect on those cycles. And I guess that's what we're doing in the show is reflecting on those cycles, and encouraging, you know, by doing this creative reflection, creating a space where other people can reflect on those as well. And that's where you mentioned this sort of guided meditation kind of thing. Well, it's not really a meditation in that we're encouraging the audience to think a certain way or anything. It's actually just providing a space to come and reflect on the sounds and the visuals and be in this ambient environment where you can have the opportunity to think about these positive pathways through those climate transformations.
Right, that sounds beautiful. Look, you've brought your you've got some amazing piece of kit there. I can't remember. What do you call those?
It's a loop station.
A loop station, righto.
Yeah, it's a Boss RC 505 Mark II.
if you're looking to get one. So basically, your instrument of choice is the clarinet?
Yeah, my major is kind of a, like wind instruments, so clarinet. Yep. I play a Turkish G clarinet, and I've got alto sax and a couple of flutes, a kaval from Bulgaria and a ney from Turkey.
Yep. Mm. So your process is that you will play those instruments live and you'll capture them on your loop station, and then you essentially fiddle with those, each of those samples, and make extraordinary ambient music.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So it's everything is analog. So I don't use any synthesizers or digital inputs, but there's processing in the machine. So basically, the machine has got five different stereo tracks. You put in the instruments into the back of it, and you can record them, you know, track by track. So you can layer up, yeah. And as you record a loop, you can layer over that loop. So basically, the process is you start off with one instrument, build it up over time, and you might record another instrument. And then there's different effects. There's, you know, delay and reverb and filtering and that kind of thing that happens as well. But that's the process, is that, you know, start with a live sound and a microphone pick up, and then, you know, layering up these sounds you know, they're short pieces. There's nine scenes. I call them scenes. You know, they're essentially musical pieces, sections that Kim works with the projections as well. And they're all about sort of, 5 to 10 minutes each. And then they're sort of interspersed by found sounds and recordings of natural environment sounds.
Beautiful. And you will be doing, you'll kind of mixing this live. I don't know if mixing is the right term, but this is happening live at the event. So you've got your sounds in the magic machine, and then you're making different things happen. So you'd never, for example, see exactly the same show 2 days in a row.
No, that's right. Well, what we're going to hear today is the loop station has the ability to record the sounds, obviously, because you're creating the loops and you're recording the loops. So that's what we're going. I don't have any instruments in the studio today, but what we've got, this machine that's a recording of one of my rehearsals at home. But in the show, there is nothing pre-recorded, apart from I've got some, ocean sounds and rain sounds like that. That's pretty, but you won't